A devastating U.S. Supreme Court ruling will limit campus ministry in the future. Morocco continues to purge Christians, and Bible clubs in India are underway. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. This week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling against a Christian campus ministry will impact the way other campus groups now operate. Hastings College derecognized the Christian Legal Society when they barred a homosexual student from leadership. CLS sued, but InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Alec Hill says the Supreme Court voted 5-4 against them.
The five members found the idea that a recognized student organization could discriminate based on religion or based on sexual orientation to be so offensive that those trumped the First Amendment rights.
Hill says how the ruling will impact future campus ministry is yet unknown, but it won't stop ministry. Still,
I think it is a significant step for American culture away from its Judeo-Christian roots. It does represent a secularization of a marginalization of faith to the edges. And I didn't think that I would see that from this Supreme Court in my lifetime.
For details on this verdict, go to our website. Next, Morocco kicked a teacher out for allegedly attempting to convert Muslims to Christianity. According to the reports, authorities expelled Sara Domain of Spain for threatening public order, a common phrase used to allege proselytizing. Several mission agencies note the expulsions of over 100 foreign Christians from Morocco beginning in March. Pray that many followers of Christ will continue his work in Morocco. Open Doors places Morocco at 37 on the World Watch list. You're listening to Mission Network News. Yesterday, we reported on 8 ministry workers who were arrested while attending training for year-long children's Bible clubs. However, their arrests and prolonged trial have not thwarted the training of more leaders. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says the clubs have spread across India, bringing with them revival.
Our staff in India train people in every state of India, north and south, and there is a great movement to the Lord right now in India, and it seems to be happening simultaneously everywhere.
Children in these after-school clubs hear about Christ, give their lives to Him, and lead their families to Christ.
We're not helping the future leaders of India. We're helping the present leaders of India. Leaders are people that have influence, and children have great influence in their families.
Stravers says together these families are transforming entire communities.
Hundreds of temples are closing and hundreds of churches are starting.
There are details on how you can help the Bible clubs at our website. Meanwhile, almost 500 million throughout the world speak Hindi, the primary language in northern and central India. Bibles for the World works to distribute Bibles in Hindi to people searching for the truth throughout India. Moy Padaiti of Bibles for the World says one such person was about to take his own life when he got a Bible in the mail.
Instead of ending his own life, he turned it over to the Lord and received a brand new life. An everlasting life.
With so many who speak Hindi, the main concern is funding every distribution.
The printers are there, the readers are there, and so the main challenge would be the finances.
In addition to the funds, pray for receptive hearts.
As we get more people involved in praying, we see more results also. People coming to know Christ.
It costs just $2.25 to print, package, and mail a Bible. Visit our website to give the Word of God to somebody who may never have read it. And Acure International Hospital is celebrating 50 years of service to women of the United Arab Emirates. Oasis Hospital began in 1960 as a maternal health clinic. At the time, the infant mortality rate was 50%, but in the time since the hospital's been operating, that rate has decreased to less than 1%. Cure acquired the hospital in 2006 and has been sharing the love and healing of Christ with its patients ever since. Keep praying for as many years in the future for this hospital. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, go to our website or you can call 1-800-995-4828. You can also now receive MNN daily at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.